Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Newborn twins talking only 1 hour after birth are showing off their powerful bond. Written by Alyssa Forsberg, read by Stacey Marshall. Twins appear to have a closeness and bond that not many other siblings can relate to. And that type of bond is obvious in this story that went viral. Only 1 hour after their birth, these newborn twins were talking to each other. What a sweet connection these two already have. This precious moment was captured on camera shortly after the twin girls were delivered. When their parents realized the girls were having their first conversation with each other, they just knew they had to record it. And one that they'll be able to look back on and cherish as their girls grow older. That darling video amassed over 5 million views online, with people sharing the video and commenting on the adorable twin girls and their bond. Some people were even making up hilarious conversations that the girls could be having. "Hey, what just happened?" one YouTube user wrote. "I don't know, but it suddenly got really bright." It's funny to think about what the babies could have been trying to communicate with each other just 1 hour after they were born. Whatever they were trying to say, it's clear that these twins share a special kind of connection and love. This incredible bond that they have will only grow stronger as they continue to grow up together. May God continue to bless this family and watch over these sweet twin baby girls.
Hey, listeners, I want to ask you a question. Do you feel like your prayer life is stagnant or stale? Do you desire to make prayer a part of your everyday life? If you answered yes to either of those questions, then we've got a podcast for you. It's called Teach Us to Pray. The Teach Us to Pray podcast, hosted by Christina Patterson, walks you through simple, effective steps to grow the spiritual discipline of prayer in your life. When we grow in prayer, we grow closer to God. You can find the Teach Us to Pray podcast at lifeaudio.com or in your favorite podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
Couple has 38 children, and here's the inspiring story of why they refuse to stop. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. A couple with 38 kids never expected to parent quite so many children. But Jean and Paul Briggs have hearts even bigger than their family. And here's the inspirational short story of how their family grew so big and why they don't plan to stop adopting anytime soon. When it comes to parenting, high school sweethearts Jean and Paul Briggs are equally yoked. While they never imagined a family quite so big, God gave both a shared passion for adopting. Since their marriage in 1976, Jean and Paul have 6 biological children together and 32 adopted. The couple lives in West Virginia with 25 of their 38 kids still at home with them. Their first adoption wasn't planned. Jean had already birthed 3 babies of her own, but while on a missions trip to Mexico, she met Abraham, a 2-year-old blind orphan who tugged at her heart. After God led them to Abraham, Jean and Paul Briggs never looked back. "I never really thought we would do this many children, but it just worked out because we'd hear of a child, pray about it, and then felt like we should bring him home," Jean said. God was preparing Jean Briggs for her role as mom to 38 long before she realized it. Along with the dream of someday adopting, God instilled in her a deep passion of caring for others. This put her in the nursing field early on in her career. The skills Jean learned during her time as a nurse is how she's able to care for the Briggs children, many of whom have special medical needs. "We've had heart surgeries, significant orthopedic surgeries where I did all the PT because there was no other resource here, Jean explained. In fact, that's precisely how the couple ended up with 38 kids. Because of Jean's medical knowledge, adoption agencies often asked her advice on special cases. And Jean is fully aware that finding adoptive parents who are willing and able to take on these special medical needs can pose a real challenge. That's where the couple would feel God calling them. When they feared no one wanted a child, that's when Jean and Paul Briggs stepped in. For many of our children, we've given them the opportunity to live, Jean said. They would have died. And that's a fact not lost on any of the kids. If I was in Russia, I probably would have died because I have had 12 families that rejected me because of my polio, 17-year-old Maya said. I know God brought them into my life for a reason, and they have helped me this far. They are amazing people. 29-year-old Joseph from Ukraine, who became a part of the Briggs family at 15, feels the same way. His biological parents abandoned him after he was born with a cleft lip. When you have a family, it's different. You know you have somebody who loves you, cares for you, makes sure you are safe, you're not hungry, he said. In the orphanage, it was opposite. You were on your own a lot of times. That love and sense of belonging didn't just come from Jean and Paul Briggs. Their biological children were just as accepting of their ever-expanding family. I've always wanted more younger siblings, so I always enjoyed it, daughter Mary Kate said. Mary Kate, 32, lives just 9 houses down the street from her parents. She has 11 kids of her own, 7 biological and 4 adopted. They all visit the Briggs home each day to lend a hand and participate in homeschool lessons. But how on earth can one couple manage to care for 38 kids? For starters, it takes a lot of organization and teamwork. The couple relies on God to provide the rest. Jean stays to take care of the children's schooling and medical needs. Paul works in IT. He says his company has generously supported their mission to love unwanted kids from around the world. They've given the family $10,000 for each adoption. The couple takes advantage of the adoption tax credit each year, but otherwise does not receive any government assistance. God is faithful in making sure the Briggs family has all they need. The 38 kids are all part of his plan, and that's why Jean and Paul Briggs don't plan on stopping anytime soon. We answer to what we believe our call upon our lives is, Jean explained. We've carefully considered and prayed about each child in our family, even our biological children. It ultimately is our choice.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast, and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. This episode was produced and edited by Stacy Marshall. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
What do you do when the world around you is falling apart? It's amazing to me how many people are breathing air. They're going about their business and doing the things you're supposed to do. But if you really ask them, they know that on the inside, they are spiritually and emotionally and relationally dead. If we're not careful, all of us can experience that death. When what we need to do, even as the world around us is falling apart, we need to learn how to march when it would be easier to stay where we are and die. Join me each week on the March or Die Show as we discuss that and so much more.